Hey, is this Toye?
Who is this?
This is Hashem with Cardiff.
Excuse me?
Hashem with Cardiff. Remember I spoke to you last week?
Okay.
About the working capital application.
Okay.
And we were talking about, following up with you after you talked to your cousin and you were looking to do that project for $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I had sent out the application to you, and I wanted to see if you saw the email and, checked out everything.
Yeah, what's the name of the company again?
It was Bank of Cardiff. Remember I was speaking to you, and then we kind of got into the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, Cardiff, okay.
Remember we were talking, and then we kind of got into the elections there.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember. I was... Okay. To be very honest, I read it. I got the email and I read it, and I've been, been very busy. A little bit.
Yeah.
Could you what did you say? What did you say you want for
So all I need, all I need is that application to be filled out and signed that I sent to you, which is very basic, just the name of the business and information on the owners, and. After that, I just need the most recent 6-month bank statements.
And well, we don't.
Oh yeah, yeah. You told me.
I told you that. No, we
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. No, okay.
Yeah, you told me about the bank statements. Completely
okay,
forgot.
So.
So besides that, from you, I just need the most recent tax return for the business.
Okay.
And then that's it. And then you said that you can give the information for the bank, and then I go through them. Correct.
Yes, well, no, I said I'll give you HSBC, you could call them if they give it to you, because they are the one who advised us not to be giving a bank statement out to anybody. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So, whatever you want.
Can give them a call.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like...
Where's your branch?
We're in San Diego, California.
Yeah, you don't have anything in
New York. Yeah, I remember you asked me last time. We actually don't have a branch in New York.
You have a branch in New York?
No, we don't have a branch in New York.
Not in the east.
Not even in the east. Yeah,
are
I know everything.
Are you in Cardiff?
We're actually right by Cardiff by the Sea.
Well, I was wondering. I was wondering that you have a very good market in New York, and especially since New York is closer to Cardiff than California.
Oh yeah. Okay, if that's what you meant, yeah. I mean, we do lending all around the U.S. Like nowadays, is business really done locally all the time?
Yeah.
Rarely, you got to find the best deal that you can, regardless of where it is. But the most recent tax return is all I need from you then. But in order to go through HSBC, how do I go about that process?
Well, no. The point is, what I'm looking for right now, I'm about to start a job, and I need,
you need the cash.
No, I need the cash. No, there is in the contract. The contract could be assigned.
Right.
Okay. So. If your bank is in this area, then it will have been very, very easy for me to do anything. But you are all the way in California,
Yeah. So the thing is, how it works for us though is, once we collect that information that I told you, I mean, it's very simple information to get, but within 24 hours, I can have an approval for you already. So our process is very quick.
Yeah,
and then
I understand that. But I'm doing business with you guys. For instance, let's say I'm at the post office. I'm doing Let me give you an example of what I'm
sure.
doing.
Yeah.
We had an account with Banco Popular, right?
Uh-huh.
And we were doing a job in New York for VA.
Sure.
And we're supposed to. We're installing all this Burger King, equipment and everything
there,
because they have the VA medical center. They have about 3,000-4,000 people there.
Okay.
You know, patients, injured soldiers and everything. Right. So we were installing it. Okay, the HVAC guy who's supposed to come there and give us all the equipment that we need, about, $30,000. My engineer called him,
mm-hmm.
called the company in New Jersey. They agreed to everything, they signed everything, and he said it's going to be 30 days net, for us to pay, because it's VA and everything. The guy,
right.
It's from Filipino, and the
right.
guy, he went there and everything, and he signed everything on behalf of my company. He
yeah.
came back when we were ready to do it. They said they want to have a meeting, and they want to make sure, if he said they want to have a meeting with the supplier, they are the one who told us to buy it from the supplier, So the same guy, and we went there. So when we got there, I shook hands with the guy and everything.
Yeah.
So the guy said, the lady said, let's go to the meeting, let's start the meeting. So the
right.
guy said, Raymond is not here. So, no. Yolanda said, no, this is Raymond's boss. He said, this is Raymond's boss. He said, wow, you're doing fine. No. So the guy said, I'm sorry to say, So I told the lady, this is the letter the guy gave us, blah, blah, blah. I explained everything with
yeah.
Project manager Yolanda and everything. So Yolanda said, okay, sure. He said, look, what are you going to supply? Oh, the guy looked at me and said, I'm sorry, things have changed. He said,
what?
No, it's a new owner.
Really?
Yolanda said, since when? He said, about 2 weeks ago, a new owner took over the company. He's representing that owner. They're retaining him for a couple of, about six weeks. And so everything
what?
Has to be cash.
Wow, really?
So I look at Yolanda, she's from Puerto Rico. No, I
yeah.
look at her, she looked at me. She looked at me. I
yeah.
shook my head. So I said, I bet you if Raymond was here,
yeah.
There won't be any change, I said, you are full of shit.
Yeah.
I told it to his face.
Yeah.
I said, you are full of crap.
Yeah.
You
like
signed this letter, your signature is there, everything you told me that. He said, and then you could see his face red. I said, once you see me, because I'm black, right? Automatically,
oh
things have to change, right? I said,
oh
you're full of
God.
Crap. You're an idiot.
Oh my God.
That's in front of Yolanda. I was telling him, I said, you're an idiot, a pure idiot. I put
yeah.
Raymond on the phone. I said, look, I called my office, I put Raymond on it. I said, Raymond, do you know what he said? No, fat slob is telling me the changing things have changed. He said, since when? So he
yeah.
told her, he wants to have the $30,000, no deposit, no nothing. So, Yolanda knew what called me to say, Wally. I said, what do you want to do now? I said, no, I just want to give this guy a piece of my mind first. I said, look,
yeah,
I'll go to my bank.
Too.
I'm going to get a check for the $30,000, but before I get it, I'm going to throw shit on his face.
Yeah, I would too. No, I would too.
So what I did is, because, what's the name of the bank again? Banco Popular, right?
Yeah.
It's just about, not even, no, it was on Fordham Road. Not even a mile,
yeah.
Really? So I went there, I called the manager, I said, look, John, I said, look, this is the situation. He said, sure. He said, no, how much is it? I told him $30,000. I said, come on, get the check. So he gave me, and the guy told me he doesn't want my check. He wants a bank check.
Oh, really? Really? He wants to take your money and leave. That's what
he
wants.
Yeah, so I said, look, that is what we are paying you. So anyway, so I told Yolanda, I said, look, Yolanda, you have to sign, a letter for me. If this guy does not supply everything that you need based on the contract and the specification, and they said they're going to install everything, they are responsible. I'm not responsible. So you have to keep me harmless.
Of course.
I said so because
yeah.
this guy is a very shady guy. I don't trust him. and he's very, very irresponsible, and he's a racist.
You called him out on everything then, huh?
That's right. So, anyway, he got a check and he left. Guess what? We finished the job and everything, 6 weeks, you know, the guy, you know, he sent all the equipment. I said, look, you check. I said, no, it's your responsibility now. I was telling VA. I said, it's your responsibility now, not my responsibility. I've paid the guy, you got to pay me. So Yolanda said, look, Ari, within 2 weeks, you're going to get your money back. Okay?
Right.
I'm going to pay you. And she proceeded, before I left, that, you know, the VA medical center that day, Yolanda processed my payment and everything so that, you know, I don't have to pay any interest to my bank because the bank gave me 30 days. You know, so that is the problem. If you are not, if you run to, you know, look, you know, I'm not, I don't want to say that every single white guy, you know, is racist and everything, but everybody, they have their own, you know, their own problems.
No, of course, I understand that.
So, you know, if Banco Popular was not around, was in my bank at that time, I would have some problems, some difficulties. You know,
I
would have taken $30,000 out of my bank account and just give this, that idiot. Guess what?
Yeah.
The job was never done until we left.
Really?
Yeah. It was supposed to come there, test it and everything. All the flare, just in case they have fire in the kitchen areas and everything. Those are the things that was supposed to, to give VA. So I told VA, I'm not responsible. It's your guy. You are the one who gave that guy to us. You recommended us, and I paid him and everything. So whatever he does, it's on you. So Yolanda said, don't worry.
Yeah.
Until we finished the contract, 180 days, you know, it was maybe we were about 3 months into the contract at that time.
Yeah. How long was the contract?
Excuse me?
How long was the contract? You were 3 months into it?
Yeah, we were three, you know, that's right. It's supposed to be 180 days, which is 6 months.
Okay,
we're about 3 or 4 months into the contract. So we got to a point where we had to install the HVAC, all the Burger King, firefighting equipment and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they were the ones supplying things to, I believe, Burger King at that time. You know, they never showed up. They just come there, dump the equipment and everything there. I say, look, that they are supposed to install it. That $30,000 included everything.
Installation,
That's right. No, equipment and installation. So that is the kind of problem that you run into. You never know who you're going to run to. Then if you're in Cardiff, I don't want to be stuck.
You don't want to be what?
I don't want to be stuck. You are in California. I'm sorry. I don't want to be stuck if I'm doing business with you. And then you are not around. You are not within 5 miles or 20 minutes drive from me.
So your main concern was it with the bank that you had?
That's right. Banco Popular, they were very supportive.
Okay, good.
They gave me the bank check for $30,000 right away.
Right.
I got on the telephone and I called the bank manager. I said, no problem, Wale, come and get it.
Right.
You know, he said, no problem, you know. But he said, no, you need a letter from Yolanda. I said, sure, Yolanda, for him to give it to his boss. So Yolanda just wrote the letter and gave it to me that blah, 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 blah. He knows me very well, the bank manager. I'm still doing business with him. You know, John DeValle.
Right.
My point is, if you're not in New York and I'm doing business with you, I don't know how it's going to work out.
Well, I can tell you how it's worked out for a lot of the businesses that I've worked with, and it's been great. I mean, have you gotten a chance at least to take a look at our customer reviews or anything like that?
No, I didn't. I didn't go to that detail yet. You know, but I read the first page of what you sent to me. To be very honest, I don't know how many pages, but I just read the first page. I said, okay,
Yeah, just that first page. But I mean, we have tons of customer reviews that you can take a look at if you want. And you know, I'm just you're saying, you know, I'm not in the area, but I'm also just a phone call away, and then we're able to do the same exact things as if we were there. You know, if you were to call and say, I need this by this weekend, bam, we can get it for you, and it's really quick.
Well, so, you know, there are times when you know I might need something, that doesn't, where you actually have to this person you're dealing with, you know, to be able to do what you want to do, you know. Let's say HSBC now, you know, if I want to, I can go straight to my bank manager there and say, look, I want this, I want that, you know. So if they're not going to, I know, if they're not going to do it, I know they're not going to do it. If they're going to do it, I know they're going to do it. So I could tell the USPS, okay, this is what HSBC told me, or this is what Cardiff told me. We want it done right away.
Right.
And with these government and federal agencies, they want you to do what you, go ahead, do it. We pay you later.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So what? So you were telling me that you do mostly it's federal government work, right?
Yep.
So
that is the safest. They pay you right away, and if they are late paying you, the interest comes. The interest automatically comes with the check. But with the city state, especially the city, they are too corrupt.
Right. Right.
You know, you're doing a contract for the city. You're going to have five, six inspectors. But with the federal government, only one guy. That's it.
Gotcha. So with the work that you do with the federal government, then you guys are always getting paid, right?
Of course. For instance, we did a job for Justice Department. The prison is under Justice Department in New York. They converted this federal building to, they call it MDC.
Right.
It's a prison. They have about most of these detainees that they have there, about 3,000 to 4,000 people there. You know, I put in my payment. Honestly speaking, I put in the payment. I was shocked. I called my bank just to check, because you go on the internet, you check. The money was there in 4 days.
Yeah.
I was shocked. 4 days.
Right.
never before. It never happened to me before. Four days.
Wow. 4 days. 4 days is pretty impressive for a contract job.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
You know.
No, absolutely. I would too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's pretty quick.
Yeah. So that's my problem. You know.
Yeah.
I want to make sure the people I'm dealing with, I can see them face to face. You can talk to them. I mean, you know what they are doing. But California, I have to tell my brother-in-law there. You know, could you have me go to Cardiff Bank there?
No, I completely understand that. But I mean, like, what holds you back? Like, you know, what's the difference between doing it over the phone versus coming in?
No, if I didn't have, for instance, the relationship I had with Banco Popular.
Yes.
You know, I mean, Joe was the VA was the district manager. Joe Kagan was the branch manager. You know, I mean, you go out with them, you have in the afternoon, you have lunch together. You know, you do things, you discuss things. What is your problem? What do you want the bank to do for you and everything? Your payroll and everything. I mean, look, maybe I did a payroll, additional guys to do certain things for me. You know, my payroll goes up by maybe 10-15%. I send my check. You don't have enough in your bank account. No problem.
Yeah.
They give you credit that, maybe $50,000, $25,000 without signing anything. Because they know you. You've been doing business with them. That's right. You know.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. But I mean, the way we do it here, I told you already before, is based off of your sales. So that's what we take a look at too, is your business. We're not taking a look at anything personal or anything like that. We're looking at your business and how you guys do and how you guys do revenue wise.
Yeah.
And based on that is how we lend to you. So very similar situation. So depending on what you're looking for, we're taking a look at your business the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, I've been in business since 1986. Banco Popular, HSBC. Just the guy. They said okay. Even the bank managers, they have a certain amount of money that they can let out $25,000 to their customers.
Of course,
to their merchants, $25,000 right away. They can do it without getting going to the headquarters to filling out 1,000
pages
of application.
Yeah.
That's right.
But that's because you've been working with them, right? So how it would work with us is that very first time that you get a loan with us.
Yeah, but you're in California. That's important. That's the problem. You're in California. I was thinking maybe if you don't have in New York, you have maybe in New Jersey. You know.
Yeah.
Or maybe in Massachusetts. You know.
I wish. Yeah, we're not even on the.
But
on
all even Barclays Bank. The Barclays Bank is right here. It's about 4 miles from me. You know.
Yeah.
And it's a European bank.
Right. No, but I just wanted to, like, when you're talking about, you've been working with Bank of Popular whatever the name of it was.
Yeah, Bank of Popular.
Popular, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, after that first loan with us, we also build that same relationship. And we also have lots of perks. If you pay off the loan early, we have some sort of interest forgiveness on certain programs. Mm-hmm. And if you do want additional loans after that, it's just as quick as what you're talking about. There's no other process because we already have you in the system and you're one of our loyal customers.
Mm. All right. Let me see. I have to go to Westchester. No, I have to give them some paper.
Definitely.
So I'm working on that right now,
Yeah, definitely. Because I remember.
I look at the form and let's see. Maybe by another tomorrow or something like that. I should be able to fill it out.
Sometime in the end of the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is going to be a little bit busy. I have to go back again to Westchester to meet USPS tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, definitely. How about I follow back with you sometime on Wednesday? Is that all right with you? You don't have to, if you can just fill it out just to see what we can offer you. Obviously, that's free. And then I can send you whatever it is that we have available to you. And then from there, you can run it through accounting. You can run it with Adewell and see, what he thinks.
Okay.
You don't have to take it, but I can tell you what we have available
to you. I'm Adewale.
I'm sorry?
I am Adewale.
Oh, you are Adewale?
Right.
Oh my goodness.
My son told me spoke to you,
Oh, okay. I thought I was speaking with Toya the whole time.
No, Toya, no.
Oh, okay.
He's talkative like me,
Oh my god, okay. Gotcha.
All right, though.
All right. But yeah,
It's on the job. It's at, we're doing a small job with President Roosevelt, Shywood house downtown Manhattan.
Yeah, was that the $50,000 one you were talking about?
No.
Oh no.
It's a very small job that they have there. They have some of the equipment they have there is paraphernalia, the dresses and everything that he wore as a young person, as a child, as a congressman, as governor. President, when it was going out, they preserve them, they put them in a glass. So students go there to look at them, and the light there is changing the color. It's changing the color of this of the dresses. So they wanted a different light, lighting system there. So we designed something for them with the new LED light. Where the intensity of the light is not there, it's very bright, but they like one less than 0.1 watts brightens the place.
Oh wow!
So we design it for them and everything, and they love it. So that is what we are doing right there right now.
Wow. Okay. Good. Well, it sounds like you guys do pretty good work then.
Yeah. Well, it's a very small job. It's under $100,000.
Oh. Okay. That's not too bad. You guys, I'm pretty sure, have a pretty good reputation over there then.
We're trying to. Since 1986, we've been trying to.
Yeah, if you've been there for a while, I would assume you guys are pretty established.
That's right. Yeah. We don't do public bidding. They just, like the United States Postal Service, they send us contracts via GSA, VA, and the United States Army. And that's, those are the people we deal with,
Those are the ones you work with, yeah.
Yeah. And in a year you get maybe one contract each from each one of them. Yeah,
which it adds up and becomes really good. Yeah.
All right. Look, now I'll talk to you Wednesday or before the end of the week. Okay.
Okay. Sounds
Thank
great.
You, sir.
All right. No problem. Take care. Enjoy the rest of the day.